Oh. Washington, this is VOA News. Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe has ordered more troops and disaster relief officials to the south of his country, where two powerful earthquakes have struck over the span of 2 days. Mr. Abe told reporters the damage from the quakes could spread widely, so they must work hard at the rescue operations as well as relief. So far, at least 15 people have died in the quakes, with more than 800 injured. Pope Francis has arrived on the Greek island of Lesbos, where he will have lunch with migrants at a detention center. His trip comes as the European Union and Turkey have entered into a controversial deportation deal to end Europe's worst migrant crisis since World War II. Human rights groups say the scheme for dealing with the crisis does not recognize the inherent dignity of the migrants as human beings, but instead treats them as merchandise that can be traded back and forth. The Vatican says the Pope's trip is not a direct criticism of the scheme, but instead is purely a humanitarian visit. Fresh clashes are being reported between government and opposition forces in South Sudan. This comes less than 5 days before the expected arrival of former rebel leader Riek Machar in Juba. War erupted in South Sudan in 2013 after President Salva Kiir's dismissal of his then-deputy, Machar. First Vice President-designate Riek Machar is due to arrive in the capital, Juba, on Monday. Get more news at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. A major operation is underway to move thousands of Mozambican asylum seekers in Malawi away from the dangerous border areas to secure camp farther inland. Lisa Schlein is following the story.
The UNHCR, which is running this operation, plans to relocate some 10,000 Mozambican asylum seekers to a former refugee camp in southeast Malawi, about 320 kilometers away from the volatile border area. The camp, which is being reopened for this purpose, previously housed many of the more than 1 million refugees who fled Mozambique's long-running civil war between 1977 and 1992. Mozambicans have been fleeing to Malawi since December of last year because of renewed sporadic fighting between the opposition RENAMO and government forces, peaking at more than 250 people a day in early March. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Democratic U.S. presidential candidate Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders slammed global inequality as immoral as he addressed a conference at the Vatican on Friday.
Pope Francis has given the most powerful name to the predicament of modern society. He calls it the globalization of indifference. Quote, almost without being aware of it, he noted, we end up being incapable of feeling compassion at the outcry of the poor, weeping for other people's pain, and feeling a need to help them as though all of this were someone else's responsibility and not our own, end quote.
Sanders took a 24-hour break from the campaign trail to attend a conference on social, economic, and environmental issues at the Vatican. Democrat Hillary Clinton, the former U.S. Secretary of State and senator from New York, has a double-digit lead over Sanders in most opinion polls ahead of New York's Tuesday primary election, which could also have an important impact on the Republican presidential race. New York businessman Donald Trump tops the polls for the Republicans, followed by Texas Senator Ted Cruz and Ohio Governor John Kasich. U.S. Army has approved the first female officers for ground combat missions following new rules that open all military combat positions to women. The move has garnered criticism from some lawmakers. Among them are the chairs of the House and Senate Armed Services Committees, who warn of a consequential impact on service members and the military's warfighting capabilities. Women have been inching their way towards combat roles since the mid-1970s, when they became eligible to attend military service academies and enlist in the U.S. Armed Services.
That's the latest world news from VOA.